right, welcome back, everybody. Marketability's podcast. We don't even give a toot.
We cannot use that line. We just ripped it off from some dude who doesn't give a toot.
He doesn't give a toot.
I don't give a toot. Okay, wait. He goes a little bit crazy. Right? He's a little crazy. We can show him.
There's, and some, maybe, there's some heavy music behind it, yeah, too.
Maybe we can get him on our podcast.
Drawn out music.
Yeah. What's his name?
I don't know. I can look it up.
Way to go.
We never got
name. Way to go. We like your content.
You think
I was
paying attention to his name? His name is Tom McGovern.
Tom McGovern?
I don't think that's real.
We think that's a good brand, so we'd like to have you on.
Yes.
Okay?
That's a really good brand.
Okay. Listen, so we felt like today would be a good day. It's the end of a week, so at the end of the week... You do what Riley just did and you cross your eyes. You're like, you know, I mean, this is the result of the end of the week. Like my, you know, just cover the eyes, keep it going. Hope nobody notices that you're in, you know.
Yeah, I feel great.
Of course you do. You just got back from vacation.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Right. So you guys remember Ashley. She's, you know, Ashley, you got Lucas, Riley, Angie, and Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Yeah.
Well, I said hi, not the camera.
Right. She's looking past you.
Ashley doesn't even give a toot.
No, she doesn't give a toot. No.
It's all over the eyes today. No. Riley captured me.
So, you know, here at Growing Media, we do a couple of things, including this wacky podcast that we hope you're getting something out of called Marketabilities. We do appreciate you tuning in every single time we're on.
Yes, absolutely.
Every time.
Yeah, we can't thank you guys enough.
Yeah, it means so much. But anyway, a marketing ad agency. So a lot of people think they can call us and what? We're going to make them $1 million, right?
We make magic.
That's what they think. Yeah, we just make them rich.
I mean, we could.
We could.
We depending usually do.
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen overnight.
And it doesn't happen with a... $500 budget.
It does not happen. No, yeah. As a matter of fact, we don't give a toot if you got a $500 budget. So anyway, you know, but we've been tasked with doing all sorts of things to include branding, right? We've had businesses come to us and say, we need a brand. Like, I know what it is. I know what I have. Let's brand this sucker.
Well, what is a brand?
Right. It's how you're going to be recognized, received, you know, imagine, notice, right? I mean, Nike did well.
Yep.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Apple. Coming back.
Apple.
Yeah. Adidas.
You know, there was something I saw this
weekend. Kim Kardashian.
Dude.
Fist bump on that one. You know what I think she represents? Her brand?
Okay, Kylie Jenner's brand, her... makeup.
Kylie Jenner did really good.
She did well. She's really smart.
I have no idea, but yeah.
But had there never been a tape, would Kylie have gotten that opportunity? I don't know. I just don't know.
I don't know. I don't follow them. I don't know either.
Yeah, okay. All right, so anyway.
We're starting rumors in this podcast now.
We really don't know what we're talking about.
You need a brand, right? And then you need to take that brand and messaging to the marketplace, right? Direct marketing, digital marketing, we offer that. New media, social media. The one thing I think that we haven't been tasked with a lot, back to your characters you just mentioned, public relations.
PR.
Yeah, PR, we do it in a way because we're ensuring that the posts look good and that we're not getting anybody in trouble or sued. But as far as having to worry about a brand, you know, going too far off course or not doing something that would be pleasing to the public, I don't think we ever worry about that.
Well, I mean, I think there is something that we do need to keep in mind now, though, because I think
what is that?
People are, we're not going to dig into this.
We're not.
We shouldn't.
Did you hear Lucas? We're not digging.
But we're not going to dig into this. But people are getting very offended at certain brands and the way things look, and trying to get people canceled. Right. You've seen this. And so you just need to be a little conscious of that.
Yes.
Just because you don't want to create controversy, you just want to create value.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. And, you know, you've heard the saying, any publicity is what?
Good publicity.
Is that true?
Not for everything.
I don't know.
It very much depends on, I think, what you're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Your target audience. Like, if you're trying to become the president,
it matters. Like John Morant. Biggest NBA player in the world
right
now, and he did something stupid on social media. Is that good publicity?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Terrible. It makes him look bad.
Right. Okay, so just don't do it. Just don't do anything bad, right? If you're in the spotlight.
It's like Ekim, you know? It's like the opposite of Nike. Nike backwards. Just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Actually, no. What, you know what? I flippin' love that idea because one of the best. Why are you? I mean, we're going. We always do, though, right, guys? We take a hard left. So anyway, North Face. When South Butt came out.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
I remember that. Come on. I remember that.
They were so mad.
Gold. That is perfect. I love that. If you have one of those kinds of brands, we would be interested in talking to you.
Oh, absolutely.
Just to make people mad. Yeah. So that would be good. Okay. In particular, if it's a brand that's set, like I don't think Nike's going to be concerned with whatever you just called it. I don't even think I can say it.
Ekim. Yeah.
There's an un.
I mean.
What?
Ekim.
It's Ekim.
Ekim. Sure.
He doesn't give it to you.
All right, listen. All right, here's what we do. So, like, you know, we pretty much, we decided that we are a full service marketing ad agency, which means we do everything, mm-hmm. right? And that's why we had Ashley join us today, because while we... Because
Ashley does everything.
Yeah. She does everything. While we have the meetings, we create the content, we put it up on this crazy platform called monday.com.
Sponsor us Monday.
Please sponsor us.
Please
love you.
Well... TBD, jury's out.
On I love
now
you.
They're not going to sponsor
right.
us.
I mean, I love you. Make me a believer, okay?
She just doesn't like the sub items.
And
okay.
Take away the sub items.
Here we go with the hashtag sub item.
Yes, hashtag sub item. So anyway, you know, business development, creative, all of that sort of thing. So now we got to get into operations. Take it away.
Ashley.
That's kind of how we do it on a daily basis.
Take it away to me.
Well, first off, it starts off with where are we going with this?
Right.
Where okay. I mean, because
we have to have a plan.
We all have a value. All of our times are valuable.
Right. Our time.
And a lot of the time, the message can be very vague.
Oh.
You know, and we are left with what is given to us, but there's no direction. So
I was a little confused there for a moment. I thought we were being scolded.
No, it's the client.
Okay.
Let me specify. From the client.
Okay, got it. We love you, clients.
We love you dearly.
This is to help us all grow.
Yeah, the vague, there's no problem asking questions, but I think a lot of the material, the obvious things need to come from the client.
Right.
You just need to tell us what you want. And then let us do it. Let us make the magic happen.
Sure.
Yeah. Because once you know what you want, it's so easy to take a direction.
Yeah.
And know exactly what's needed. But if you're sitting there and you know you need marketing, but you don't really know like what the end goal of the marketing is, it's a waste of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the end goal is making money. Bottom line. I mean, we don't need to sugarcoat it. You know, a lot of people.
Right. But you need to be like, what kind of clients do I want to come in?
Correct.
You
know, correct.
And you know, do I want these people who are making barely any money to come in? Probably not. You probably want high paying clients to come in.
Yeah. Right. And I agree, you know, to some degree, I would say, yes, it really helps when you have a client who is so in tune with their brand. They know where they want to go. They know the message they have to deliver, in particular, colleges, banks, you know, healthcare providers, whatever. But we have had people come in before and say, you know, help me.
Yeah.
Do what you do. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we can do that. But then we've had it happen in the past that what we do, what they ask, it's like, oh, whoa. This is not what I wanted. I don't know. And it's like, what? Yeah. Oh, now you know what you want. Because last week you didn't know, but now you know.
The more you know.
Mm-hmm. You don't know, right?
Mm-hmm. That's actually true.
That is true. Yeah. But look, we don't have a lot of these cases arise. And I think the thing that we want to share with you is we are a phenomenal asset. We can be your best kept secret. Even if you're a marketing department for a big firm, big company, you call us. We do all the work behind the scenes. You take all the credit because there will be credit to be had, right?
Yeah.
Because we're a machine. We like never stop. Look at her. She'll tell you. She never stops. She never says. It's an addiction. It really is. Monday has become an addiction for Ashley. Monday. Yeah.
The software Monday. Not the day.
Not the day.
Not the day.
Yeah. But I think just having that plan, having the direction, and then having us let us, you know, set it up.
Right.
And then we.
What do you mean by set it up? Tell them what you do, like scheduling and such.
Well, scheduling, you know, for example, monday.com. Okay. You want 5 to 6 posts out a week. And then you specify, though, hey, I want this post to mean this.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want this story to portray this, because everything has a message in marketing. You don't just put it out there. I mean, it's got to mean something.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I think it would just be nice, but specifications are just key.
I agree.
Key,
I agree. Yeah.
It's key.
Or specifications. Oh, we had wine at lunch. Did I tell you guys that? we had
y'all
wine at lunch.
All had
just
wine.
A glass or two.
I had my Sonic. Okay, my Sonic.
We
cup.
don't know what's.
But
in
look at us. We don't stop.
We don't stop. I mean, so. We had a couple of glasses of wine and we kept going. So yeah. That's what we were doing. Stop.
is that karaoke all okay. over again?
No, but 100%. So what we're going to do is we're going to get these. Not only do we create the posts, we're timing the posts.
Yes.
We're watching the insights. We're making sure everything is performing as it should. And then whammo, in the middle of the day, sometimes a client will jump in, because again, we don't hoard your information. We're very transparent. Most of our clients have access to all of their channels because they want access. If they do, that's fine. Some people don't want access. They never want to touch it. They just want it to work for them. But for you to come in the middle of the day, and I'm not saying it's happened, but if we just posted, you know, or we just shared like a minute ago, 30 minutes ago, and you come in on top of us, what happens?
Looks bad.
Confusion.
Crash and burn on the last post. Like you just killed it.
Yeah.
You know, you really did. And it's not working for anybody at that point. Mm-hmm. So being familiar with your feeds, making sure that you're giving that ample time, three, four hours we've seen.
And I think going back to the brand image too, is like if you're posting something, it's probably not going to look like something we posted.
Correct.
You're going to ruin your brand image when you start, someone scrolls through your stuff. It's going to be like, what?
It's like, what
happened? What happened?
Right.
You got to stay on brand.
Yeah, you do.
Especially when you hire a marketing agency to do that.
Yeah.
Stay on brand.
It's hard. I mean, we get it. You get pressures from departments, in particular if you're a big organization, but you just need to tell them, hey, let's stay in our lane. We hire somebody to do that. They'll be very receptive if you want to call them. You know, they'll make whatever you want to make. But you definitely don't want a flyer, for instance, that you would hang around your office building, right? You don't want that on your social media feed. Signs and flyers, and they just do not make good posts.
No.
Nope.
No, they don't.
Especially if the day before that you just had something very well produced.
Oh, posted. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like a picture of a flyer.
Right.
It's like, what is this? And it's like very pixelated.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then we're dinged for that as well. I mean, people need to know that. And the other thing is, be careful with deleting items. You know, if you have a bad comment, it's okay. You may want to hide it. But address it. We always tell our clients, make sure you address those negative comments, in particular if you know it's real. I mean, also be on the lookout for bots and things like that, that just, you know, those automated things that are designed to try to make you mad, but you don't really react to those. But those are the kinds of things that we help you do. And, you know, if you look at us here on a Friday afternoon, I mean, we take this stuff seriously. We work for you non-stop when you hire an ad agency or marketing group. We really do. You never stop.
We're here for you.
Yeah.
So just let us be here for you.
Right. Let us be. Oh, that was nice. Yeah. That's our tagline. We're here for you. Let us be here for you. It's a little long. Maybe we'll work to shorten it just a tiny bit.
Yeah. I think it's great.
Let's go with it. Yeah. That's how much time we get to spend on our marketing. You know, it's like, let's run with it. That sounds great.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I mean, that's what happened today, right?
With what?
With getting that post out for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that post.
Just go with it, man.
Just go
with it.
Go with the flow.
Hope the hashtags get you a larger audience, right? Tagging like Bailey's Irish Cream. We did not partake in yet. That might be an after hours thing. I don't know.
I mean, we could just open it out. And
I would like to thank you.
There you go.
Bailey's. I mean, you could be a great sponsor.
Yeah.
All year round. Like not even St. Patty's Day, right?
All year round.
All year round. Right. Are we gonna need some PR work after this podcast to like straighten our image? Are we okay today?
You all three looked at me at the same time. I was like, I guess so.
Right. Riley, tell us that if our image is okay.
Listen,
are we okay?
If we just do the right thing. If we don't stop drinking wine for one. Like the
that's happened
we've
once.
Never, yeah, we've this yeah. is our first time and you're telling us to stop.
Doesn't happen much.
Okay.
It is. Duly noted.
This is water.
Yeah, I've got my water now.
No. Where'd you get that mug from, actually?
Well, this person was on yesterday, so they don't get a bunch of free advertising. So now it's just a blank mug.
Nice.
Right.
It's a great blank mug.
It's a great blank mug. We should look into these mugs. It's a beautiful mug. And I'll go ahead. I'll give you one more shout out. Caffeine until cocktails. Okay, that's it. Don't say anything else. Oh, okay. All right, what else?
You just told us not to say anything.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Don't take it literally.
So we're just waiting on you.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, interestingly enough, I always have something to say. But, you know, how we were talking about just ensuring you stay on brand, that your posts are as they should be, and a really nice logo, positioning, colorized, that your best foot's forward. And the one thing to remember, what is that best foot? The best photo, the best video, and the best...
audio.
I don't know.
Audio.
You're the audio
guy. You have been on vacation. Yeah. He's like, if you have stink audio on a post, and you know, I love that you use your phone, but if you're going to use your phone, have it way up close. Don't try to keep it across the room and talk into it because it just does not sound good. But good audio is important.
I mean, yeah, for a lot of
it
stuff.
It is. A lot of things.
Yeah.
It can make or break.
It can make or break.
It can.
Most certainly.
Yeah. Thankfully. Not always, though.
You didn't even have wine. What is your problem? You're just in vacation mode, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't actually know if I'm like back to normal.
Friday. You're not here yet.
It's a Friday.
Monday, though.
Are you going to be back Monday?
Monday. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm ready.
Monday.
I'll ready Monday. Mm-hmm. Not right now.
You'll be on Monday.com.
I'll be on Monday.
Yes.
Like
Monday.com.
Okay, yes. Oh, that's it. And they should totally sponsor us after all of this.
But yeah, shoot. At this point, might as well.
You're headed to Miami?
Yeah.
Yep. We're not gonna talk about that.
Oh yeah, she watches the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, Miami? What,
no, this will post like after.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope it worked out.
Fingers crossed.
I don't know.
We're chilling.
We're chilling. Okay.
But I think the biggest thing for clients.
I don't either.
Clients. We're going to go switch back to clients.
Chillwear.com. Okay. Check it out. I'm sorry. What? Chillwear.store. Chillwear.store. Check them out. That's a client.
I think you need that when you have your clients, you need to sit down and be transparent with them.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Communication.
Always.
Don't leave your clients in the dark or have your clients leave you in the dark.
Oh, that's, I love that.
That second one's key.
Yeah.
I think we should sing about it, like shine some light on something. This little light of mine, maybe. No, different day.
That's you literally just said, I wish one of us was a good singer earlier while we were eating.
I know, we're terrible.
And none of us are.
And now she wants us to sing to the world.
I do want to sing to the world. It's
Joy
just,
to the
it's
world.
Friday. It's Friday, man. And you may be listening to this on a Monday. Joy to the world. What do you want to listen to? Our favorite Christmas call, our carols, you know, Silent Night. Here comes Santa Claus. I mean, what are we doing now?
What month are we in?
You just need to go continue your vacation.
Holly jolly Christmas.
It's the best time of year.
It's St. Patrick's Day, by the way.
It is St. Patty's Day. We're recording this on St. Patrick's
the wine.
Day. And we've had corned beef and cabbage. Mm-hmm. Look at that. And that is something to consider. You know, just last little tidbit before we get out. It is hard to plan things in the office or with your brand or inclusion, you know, of your brand with a brand that might have some significance on a special day, on a holiday. But man, it really does help you on social media and your following. And it you know, gives you that trending that you need to be discovered, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So
crap, I need to post.
I mean, it's what is it?
This guy.
It's crap, I need to post.
You need to post. You do. We all need to post.
I don't think I posted anything on my personal page or my business page for a while. So
yeah, you did in a roundabout way. You had a music session with one of your friends, but you didn't tag your business and all that stuff. Just you're like, hey, we're jamming out. We're doing
that
thing.
Was a story.
Oh, you didn't even do a post.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know what's about to come.
Okay, see, that's something you never want to do. Like, Lucas, how long has it been? A week or two?
My business?
Yeah.
Months.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Pretend like you did not hear that. Yeah. Like, if you're a business.
No. See, that's the thing. I do way better for the people that we work for.
We do. It's just like a
for my own personal, right. I just forget.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else you want to say? You want to wrap up? Nope.
No.
You got stuff to do, don't you? You always have stuff to do.
No, I just, I we're so grateful for our clients.
We are.
And we like to keep them happy.
Yes, we do. Very much.
So like Riley said, just be transparent.
Yes. Yeah.
Tell us what you want, man.
Tell us what you want, what you need. We'll do it for you.
Yeah. Right. We love that. Because it is tough to learn at 9 o'clock at night that that's not what they want and you have to blow up that design and do something different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too much.
Like, really, yo, much. You should have just told me this from the beginning.
Yo, we don't let Riley talk to the client. It's like, yo, what's up, man? You should have told us.
Depends on the client.
It depends on the client. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. All right, are we over? It's like 24 minutes. I don't know how long people want from this thing.
All right, you guys ready?
We are.
Focus starts with elimination, improves with concentration, and compounds with continuation.
Yes.
That was good.
Hey. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Love you.